future. We're talking real money.
A lot of interesting, powerful stuff you're going to get here out of this here program here called Talking Real Money. I'm Don McDonald. Over there is Tom Koch. And the topic, well, it's in the title. Topic's money. All the things you do with it.
Your money. Not our money. Your money, by the way.
No, you don't get my money. I don't have that much, so I can't share.
That's why you're here on Saturday?
Why I'm here on Saturday.
Okay.
The biggest thing for which you need to plan, Tom, is?
Most of the time, it's retirement.
Yeah, it's retirement. It really
for
is.
For most people.
Because if you go into retirement thinking, I'm going to be fine on Social Security.
Not going to happen. And
probably,
I mean,
sorely mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's other topics. Yesterday, I got a call from a client about the about 529 plans. There's some good ones. Yeah. There's some bad ones. Clients happens to be on the East Coast. And I was saying, you just go to Utah. Well, I don't live in Utah. Doesn't matter. You can use the Utah plan. You can use it for money for any place. And I believe in the great state of Washington, we still do not have a 529 plan.
You don't have a 529?
Nope. They had the GET program.
Yeah.
And then they were going to do the 529. But it's bogged
but
down
the good
somewhere.
News is it's a really nice system for funding a college education, and it's got some flexibility built into it, which is really nice. You can move the money from one kid to another, that kind of stuff. 529s are awesome. You need a 401k at work. If you don't have one of those, then you need an IRA to save for retirement. And if you have a 403b where you work, it means you're a teacher or you work for a nonprofit or a hospital. If you have a 403b, I would beseech you to please look very carefully at your options, because while a lot of 401ks have terrible investment options, more 403bs have terrible
which
investment
makes sense
options.
Because you know teachers are so overpaid as it is, you'd expect them not to have
just
a good retirement.
They're spoiled
program.
They're spoiled
come on,
so we should punish them with really expensive annuity products.
Absolutely, they're overpaid every day. Come on, let's get
wait,
real
wait
here.
until 18 when my daughter finishes her teaching certificate.
Is that 21-18 or 20? Yeah, no. Sorry, it's too easy.
Yeah, smart. Okay. I'm going to be all over whatever school district she works. I pity
that
the poor school district that she works
day.
For,
because
her dad is going to be all over their 403b
plan. That's a good point. Because you did that before with Vanguard somewhere else, right? Like 20 years ago.
In New Mexico.
There? That's
but,
right.
Yeah, yeah. That was when I was doing a national show, and a guy called me from New Mexico and said, we have a terrible 403b. I want Vanguard in it. I said, let's do this.
Yeah, you got
let's
on
get
them.
Your fellow teachers to petition.
Let's talk a little bit about Vanguard, because they're back in the news, and you're going to love this story. I did.
Wait.
I think you'll like it,
there's more than
too.
One. I've got some Vanguard's all over the place right
you're
now.
You're going to like this.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year, and if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that /subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now, because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues, so you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Come on. You know you are often confused by investments, okay? And you feel like maybe it's better to, if I just ignore it, I won't have to get frustrated. If I just stick with my broker, he's such a nice guy. Eventually, he'll probably or she will probably get it right. And maybe that plan at school or at the hospital or at work will actually perform decently someday. I hope I keep my fingers crossed. That's not a strategy. That's not a plan. You need one of those, and we'll help you get it here on the show at 877-397-566.
And please don't come into the office and tell me that your broker, your financial advisor are nice people.
No, they will do that.
But they're all nice people, okay? They couldn't be selling stuff if they're, hey, I'd be mean. Give me a break.
Well,
that's not a criteria for deciding on who you're going to hire. I'll put it that way.
But the problem is we have a very strong bias against change.
That's true. Yeah. Status quo is tough.
Don't mess with it. It's like a good friend of mine last night who has an account that he's had, get this, since 1980 with Morgan Stanley.
That's someone with Morgan. Oh, we'll get to Morgan in a minute.
Yeah. But I said, you're probably paying a lot. Oh, no, I'm not. I know. I've worked with this guy for a decade. No. I said, okay. I'm not going to argue.
You're never going to win that one.
I know you're wrong, but, you know, he's your guy. I get it. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. Becky, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Becky, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
How are you guys?
Having fun. How can we help you?
Well, I have two questions for you. The first one's the easiest one. I have a 3-year-old grandson that we want to begin investing for him now. And I was thinking a Vanguard fund, one of the ones that are $1,000 minimum to put in, and then we could add to it as birthdays and Christmas.
Well, what's the purpose of the money for your grandson?
We want to use it for if he goes to college or to start a retirement, really.
And sadly, you can't do anything for his retirement other than save money. You couldn't save in a qualified plan. In other words, you can't save in an IRA or a Roth IRA.
Here's what I would start, because the nearest term goal is to get him into a school after high school, into some sort of training, whether it's college or maybe it's a trade. Who knows? But that would be my initial goal if I was in your position, is to fund the school. And then when he's in his teens and has his first job, then you can start creating a Roth IRA for him. But for now, go to the Utah 529 plan we were just talking about.
This is very easy. It's UESP.org. And this is a great plan because it is age-based. In other words, you don't have to do any of the work. You put the money in, they will change the portfolio according to the needs of the participant, which I love.
And they use Vanguard.
Don't they use Dimensional, too?
They use Vanguard and Dimensional Funds, which are the two groups we love.
The costs are incredibly low. We just looked at this again recently. It's really inexpensive. We just think it's a great program. And, I mean, this I think it's the greatest gift you can give a 3-year-old grandson because, as Don said, now you're giving him the opportunity for schooling beyond those high school years.
And again, it doesn't matter. And the nice thing about this plan is it's not state-based.
Nope.
It's not even college-based necessarily. That money can be used for college, any post-secondary education. So it can be for college. It can be for a trade. It can be for anything that is going to give that child an education to function better in the world as an adult.
And additionally to that, if there are any other children in that family, the money could be passed on to somebody else should that grandson not use it.
Here's what I want you to do. When your grandson gets to 13 or 14 or 15 and starts taking on those first jobs, keep track of how much money they make from that job and then fund a Roth IRA up to the amount that they make from their job. That way, they start a retirement plan that grows tax-free. So, look, we've solved their entire problems.
She had another question. What's your second question,
ma'am?
Becky? Go ahead.
Yes, we are both retired, and we used an advisor through Fidelity, Dave Ramsey, one of his ELPs, and we've been tracking it.
I'm sorry. Did I make that noise out loud?
I listen to you guys all the time, and I listened to you about 3 weeks ago when you, shed the light bulb on me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to do something. And so we noticed that this market was really going up and our money wasn't going up. Our fund wasn't. And
Wait. Dave Ramsey said you can make 12%
guaranteed.
Per year.
Yeah, he didn't say guaranteed.
I know,
he didn't say that. He said that's easy.
He just said you should make 12% per year.
So, but go back, because I want to stop you there just very quickly about the money-making aspect, because this seems to always be the breaking point for people. Hey, the market went up and I didn't make any money. That should not be the basis of your decision. Number one, you should only, in our words, in our belief, hire somebody who is a fiduciary. They have a legal requirement to put your interests ahead of theirs. Number two, it should be about the strategy. The strategy should be, here's how much I'm trying to make, here's how much I'm willing to lose to make that. And number three, how they employ that strategy. We think the evidence shows, the academics are going to say that really it's market exposure, it's exposure to certain types of stocks and using low-cost products. That's it. It isn't about finding, you know, financial nirvana, some great advisor who's going to make you more than the market. Then you make the decision, I don't want to use Dave Ramsey's guy because he has a conflict of interest, because he's expensive, and because I don't like the overall strategy. That would be fair.
Dave Ramsey's guys, by the way, they can't call them endorsed local providers anymore because they got in trouble with the court. So now they call them SmartVestors. But the SmartVestors who pay a fee to be a part of Dave Ramsey's program are, by Dave's own rules, commissioned, full commissioned stockbrokers, not fiduciaries. We believe you should only pay a fee only fiduciary.
Okay, so now that we've learned our lesson and we want to transfer that money, I was thinking just to some Vanguard funds. I looked up a few, but what is your recommendation on where we should go with that money? Let me
ask you a really critical question. Do you want to manage this on your own, which is fine, or do you need someone to help you build that portfolio, rebalance it, maintain it, and also hold your hand when things go bad?
I don't think we need that. I think, you know, I've listened to you say that Vanguard historically moves up more than managed funds.
They tend to do a little better than most managed funds.
We'll continue this in just a moment with you, Becky.
Becky, we're going to take a really brief break for just traffic and stuff, and then we'll be back in just a minute to give you a little bit of guidance on that. One, to learn your risk tolerance, and then where to go after that.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let's make a deal. We need reviews for our podcast to make it more popular, and you'd probably like a free year of Real Investing Journal. So, I'll trade you a year of Real Investing Journal through a $15 coupon code in exchange for a review at iTunes for the podcast Talking Real Money. Here's how you get your coupon code. Go to iTunes, write a review of Talking Real Money that at least goes into a second line, drop me a note at don@talkingrealmoney.com. along with the text of the review. I'll go check. As soon as I see it there, I'll send you the coupon code, and you can order the only real investing magazine, Real Investing Journal, and get the first year free. That's all there is to it. Just send me the copy of your iTunes podcast review to don@talkingrealmoney.com, don@talkingrealmoney.com, and I'll give you a coupon worth $15 off Real Investing Journal. Now, this is a limited time offer, and there's only one per email address, so go ahead and submit your review to iTunes, and then send it to me, don@talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're talking with Becky, and by the way, our number is 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. Talking to Becky. Becky has her money with a guy who used to be one of Dave Ramsey's ELPs, endorsed local providers, and she's thinking about going to Vanguard. Now, Becky, here's what you probably ought to do. First, you need to figure out, as Tom said, you got to know how much risk you are comfortable taking.
And low risk.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Go to talkingrealmoney.com and take our risk quiz. It is designed by academics to show you what, and it's a free thing. You don't, there's no obligation. You're not going to be pestered. And that'll tell you what your risk level is. Because let's say you say low. You just said very low. Well, that means very low risk tolerance, if that is in fact the case, means very little return on your money. Very little.
That's true.
As a matter of fact.
In today's environment, even worse.
Yeah. Like, as a matter of fact, I just was putting together a little piece that showed, if you had put your money into CDs in 2000, a five-year CD in 2012, if you put $100,000 in 2012 at the prevailing rate for CDs in 2012, by today, you would have $97,000 in spending power. In other words, in 5 years, your no-risk strategy.
And this is part of, losing money safely is our expression, because as we see this a lot where people say, I don't want to lose. Okay, but you are losing because you're losing to rising prices. Here'd be my overall suggestion. Take the risk quiz. I think that's brilliant. Number two, if you're going to do this on your own, we could make this more elaborate, but we can give you one stock fund and one bond fund that would really be pretty decent. The VTWSX, which is the Vanguard Total World Stock Index. It's one mutual fund that holds, I believe, 7,000 stocks. It's got some global orientation. It has a little bit in small, not as much as we'd like to see, but that's one fund, and you can get that at, I think it's less than 0.2% a year. It's cheap. And then the other one...
Can you give me those letters again?
It's V as in victory, T as in Tom, W...
S.
I was waiting for her to say yes. SX.
Oh, sorry.
That's quite all right. That's the stock fund, and then I would use the Vanguard Total Bond, which is, I believe, VBMFS. I got to look that one up to make sure. I think I've got it right, but and then you just balance between the two. That's it.
Okay.
Let me double check on the Vanguard Total
Bond.
Yeah,
I'm checking it too.
Oh, thank you.
VBMFX.
Yep.
VBMFX. Yep.
Okay.
That's the Vanguard Total Bond.
Great.
Then you just have one part that's the stock part for the riskier money, one part that's the bond part for the for less risky money. You get on with your life.
Two is easy. I like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 877-397-5666 is the phone number.
I guarantee you one thing. I guarantee that'll be cheaper than what they're getting over at ELP. Yeah.
The two funds combined, if you 50-50'd them, you'd probably be looking at about 0.15% or something in fees. Whereas even the better loaded fund, like the American funds and the like, are some of the cheaper loaded broker sold funds are at 0.6% to 0.8%
Yeah, it's going to be less expensive.
Four times higher.
Wide diversification. I mean, that's pretty good. You can buy one fund with 7,000 stocks in it. That's really good diversification.
And you know, we've had so many people come on the air and say, I just want safety.
Yep.
I want safety. I want high yield. I want safety. I want high yield. That's why I sat down and looked back to 2012, got the number, the average return on a 5-year jumbo CD. And when you factor in, by the way, over the past 5 years, inflation has only been about 1.5%.
Not been bad.
But
it's
when
been
you
pretty
factor
low,
that in, you still lose money. And that's a low rate of inflation. Those rates you got back in the 80s, the 12s and 13%, you have to remember inflation was double that almost.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, brief break time. I'm Don, and I really wanted to share this with you because this is something I'm really excited about. I have taken much of the work that we do for our online Real Investing Journal and put it into a quarterly magazine that is, I have to say, pretty good and pretty cheap. And it is the only publication I can find anywhere that is totally devoted to real investing. You will find no business news there. You will find no lifestyle information. You will find no hard news, political news, speculation stuff. It's all about the science and the process and the discipline of real investing, and it's a way to keep you on track toward a better future. It comes out 4 times a year, and it's going to cost most people $25 a year. That's all, just $25 a year. But because it's brand spanking new, a limited number of people can become charter subscribers at the lifetime price of $15 per year. Plus, I'll get you a copy of the very first issue as a bonus while the supplies last, of course. So here's all you need to do. Just go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and subscribe. And you'll start getting it in the mail every quarter if you're one of the first 200 or so to subscribe. You'll also get the very first issue as a bonus. So be one of the first to get the very first magazine ever about investing and nothing but investing. Real Investing Journal, and you can subscribe right now, really easy. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. Now back to the show.
We're talking real money.
Only because it's really, really important. 877-397-5666 is the number to call every Saturday afternoon at noon on the West Coast, or if you're listening to the podcast, 3 on the East Coast. And, of course, you can fill in the middle numbers there. There's a 2 and a 1 between them somewhere in there. 877-397-5666. Ryan, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Ryan, how can we help you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen to the show as much as I can on the weekends. Get a lot of information out of it. My question is, I've got my money kind of spread out in a lot of different areas, 401k, index funds, real estate, you know, investments I do in businesses. And one of the things that I've been looking at recently is options trading, and started to learn it a little bit, even placed a few trades. And I'd be curious if you guys look at options trading as a way to generate income on a monthly basis, or if you believe it's sort of too risky and, you know, shouldn't pursue something like that for income.
Well, the easy, quick answer would be the latter. But let me start with the question. When you say option trading, I was once a broker and very heavily involved in options back in my stupid days. Should give you a clue. Are you writing covered calls, which means you own stock and you write an option against the stock to generate income? Or are you actually buying puts and calls, betting on the upward or downward momentum of a security or a market?
I'm actually selling puts and calls. So selling, you know.
Okay. Are you selling covered calls or are you selling naked calls?
I try to stay away from the naked because obviously those are more risky.
Okay.
I've done a few covered calls. Okay. But if I'm, you know, kind of in my Vegas mood, I might do a few of the naked
Thank you.
Calls.
Thank you for qualifying it with your Vegas mood. Because bear in mind that writing naked is wow. Writing naked means you don't have the stock to cover.
Yeah, you're
if somebody if a call when you just for the education of our audience in general, a call it gives someone the right to buy a stock from you at a certain price, not the obligation, but the right. So you sell a call to someone. You're saying, I agree to sell you this stock at X. If the stock exceeds X in a certain amount of time, then the covered call buyer is going to take the stock away.
Yep.
But if the stock goes up like crazy and you don't have the stock in your portfolio, that's called a naked call. And you have to go out into the market and buy the stock, which literally means your risk is unlimited. There's no limit to your risk.
Okay, I think we're getting too far. I mean, we could do an episode of Billions here or something if you really want to get into all this. But in a general sense,
well, it's a sophisticated question.
It is a sophisticated question, but here's my answer in an unsophisticated manner. Why do you need to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more of just a you know, a way to generate income, or so I've seen, right? I mean, I think over the last few months that I've been doing it, I've come up. I've read online about different strategies that you can use, and you know it is successful to a certain extent. It's where you get in trouble.
Okay, here's where we're going to stop you. Okay, here's where I'm going to stop you because this is I love this.
I like the story.
It's a great story because when I hear these ads about if you just followed the discipline and you didn't do this, this, and this, you beat the market or you make money, et cetera. The problem is, there's no track record of the people that do this full time with all kinds of sophisticated tools and do make more than the market. That's my issue.
That is an excellent point. The fact is that professionals do poorly at this over long periods of time. When I was a broker back in the 80s, I ran for a period of time with my clients a very successful covered call writing program, worked great in one market. And then the market behaved differently and it stopped working. And every single soul who was doing this covered call writing program started losing money. And
I think the answer is just no.
If you have play money, money. But Vegas is more fun.
Exactly. And you get the free drink, as you pointed out earlier. So
I'm a big believer in getting
a
free room.
And I want to transition here just a little bit because active management program in general, as we've showed in the show, in the books, in the classes, and all the academic research and everything, has made you more than, I mean, or made you less than just market exposure, right? And that's why I find stories like that come up recently, Don, with this whole Morgan Stanley issue, which we'll take up in just a minute, and Vanguard, because Morgan Stanley is in the business of actively managing money, right?
Right.
Yeah, and now they're into a little bit of a dispute with Vanguard and their clients who want to use it. So we'll talk more about that in just a moment. It's a great case study.
And our number is 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that slash subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues. So you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Don's advanced class on option writing will be coming up right after this other program. So stand by for that.
You know, but think about it. I want to explain this because I know there are people out there going, what is this covered call writing?
Because you went so far off the beaten path that there's
no. This is
you're hiking in the hills.
Let's say you've got a stock that's trading for $19 today.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And you want to sell someone the right to buy it at $20 3 months from now. You get a dollar for that, okay? Now, here's the problem. If the stock goes to 20 or higher, that person takes the stock away from you, and you've made $2. If the stock goes to 30, you've made $2.
Yeah.
If the stock goes to 100, you've made $2.
Getting the message?
Yeah.
How about a nice, didn't I mention like the Vanguard Total World Stock Index?
Yeah, we've been in this business for a long time, and we've discovered something. We've discovered something profound. Simpler is better. It is.
It really is. Okay, so we mentioned Vanguard.
No, wait, we're done. Yep. The show's over.
That's it?
Simpler is
okay.
Better. We're done.
Good night.
Okay, let's go home.
Go work on my tan. So we were talking about Vanguard because we do that from time to time on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to mention again,
we get nothing from recommending Vanguard funds. We like them.
You guys want to send me like a gift certificate for a dinner? Vanguard?
Speaking of that, the great Paul Merriman will be interviewing Jack Bogle here soon.
Where?
He's going back to Pennsylvania to meet with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've interviewed Jack a couple times.
Yeah, so have I, but on the radio. I've never done it in person.
On the radio. Yeah. Never in person.
So Vanguard, as you know, is a mutual fund firm that offers a variety of mutual funds. They do have some actively managed funds, but their most popular are their index funds, which have now, I think Vanguard manages over $4 trillion.
Yeah. More money went into Vanguard last year than went into the rest of the mutual fund industry combined.
Yeah. They're doing okay. I mean, this aspect, if you're still using actively managed mutual funds, if you still have somebody trading stocks, if you're using options, you're getting the number of people that are trying that kind of thing is going way down because they've realized that it just doesn't work. But at any rate, Morgan Stanley has decided that they will no longer offer, because they don't get a commission, Vanguard funds.
That's not really what they said, though. What were their two reasons? Well, they gave two reasons why they were cutting back on the funds
because,
they offered.
Because we don't get anything from them.
No, they said because we're weeding out the less popular and the underperforming.
But they admitted in there, somebody admitted in the article that there's no money that changes. Okay, so the less popular, excuse me? How much, what did you just say the numbers
just said? They're the most popular mutual fund company, but the article, it said we're weeding out our less popular funds. And I'm thinking, in fact, I even responded to one of the trade pieces. I wrote a comment going,
less popular?
Which fund group
group is more popular than Vanguard?
Name, yeah. Please name me that one.
All right. So, but to me, this opens up that whole can of worms that the industry that we talk about and we're part of would prefer not to discuss. That is the conflicts of interest, which are amazingly huge and are kind of almost everywhere, and you should be aware of them. So, if you notice, Morgan Stanley really, at the end of the day, doesn't want to use Vanguard because they don't get anything from using Vanguard. There's no, for lack of a better expression, kickback. They get no part of the fee. And Vanguard even said in the article, we're not going to change that. We don't care. We're doing okay. We'll be okay without Morgan Stanley's clients. But if you go see somebody, if you go see a broker, not to pick on brokers, but if you go see a broker at any major firm and they recommend these funds, you should be thinking, why are they saying I should use these funds? You should be asking that question always.
Well, here's an even better question to ask your broker or your insurance agent is, why don't you put me in Vanguard fund?
And you know they hate that.
You would have put them on the spot?
Yeah, they hate that. Well, I mean, the other part of the next day, another article said that Morgan Stanley, so if you hire an advisor and you pay him a percentage or her, a percentage of the money they manage for you, a fee-only advisor, and I think you said Morgan Stanley's...
They do have a fee-only advisory
arm. But it goes
arm.
Up to like 2.5%.
2.5% is the highest fee they charge.
That's crazy. Don't pay anybody more than one.
And they won't use... They won't pay their advisors.
They've decided that, we're not going to pay the advisor if the advisor puts them into Vanguard funds.
They're getting 2.5%. What
do
they care?
Not enough, apparently. So
I love this headline about the story from Deal Breaker online. Morgan Stanley doesn't even want to look at a Vanguard fund.
That's even better. Don't even...
I love that.
They don't even exist because they're unpopular and they underperform. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way underperforming.
Yeah.
So.
And you got to love Morgan Stanley. You got to love him because, I mean, I love this. This was a piece that our friend Dan Solon wrote.
Oh.
And he was talking about a recent consent order where they had to pay some money for a high-pressure sales contest among their brokers. The Fenner says, no, bad, give us money. It was Massachusetts that said it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said this is a drop in the bucket. He said, do you realize in February, Morgan Stanley agreed to pay $2.6 billion for the sale of bad mortgage-backed securities. And a year earlier, they agreed to pay $1.25 billion for the sale of bad mortgage-backed securities for a grand total. This is how much money they make.
Chump change.
They can pay fines of $4.1 billion.
That's lunches.
And not feel the pain.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. So you should be aware of that, too. Not the fact that that's unethical, but the fact that, as Don, you point out, they make so much money that I'll write a $4 billion check, sure, to make them go away. Absolutely. Sure. Let's get it over with.
And speaking of Vanguard, here's another interesting twist.
Yeah.
And this is, again,
of
from
the
Dan
knife?
Solon. Someone sent him a 401k to review, and one of the options listed on the 401k was VGRD, TGT, RTR, 2045.
Oh, now, that's the Vanguard target
return 2045.
Yep.
Dan assumed that's what it was.
Oh, no.
He looks down the chart at the expense ratio.
Uh-oh.
Over to the right, he goes, wait.
The expense ratio is how much the fund charges you every...
How much they charge every year.
Yep.
And the management fee was 0.92%.
Doesn't make any sense.
And Dan goes, wait.
That's way high, by the way.
The Vanguard target date fund's expenses are actually 0.16%.
That's so 0.9 is quite a bit higher, if you hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Four times?
Slightly.
Five? But it turns out, and this is who knew? I didn't even know they could do this until I read this. This is something to be shocked over. It turns out that the custodian bought the Vanguard target date 2045 fund and rolled it into another fund that they called the Vanguard to get rid of and charge and marked it up to 0.92%.
That is an outrage.
Now, that's something you really need to watch for now in your 401k. You may think you have Vanguard funds, but somebody's repackaging them.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let's make a deal. We need reviews for our podcast to make it more popular, and you'd probably like a free year of Real Investing Journal. So, I'll trade you a year of Real Investing Journal through a $15 coupon code in exchange for a review at iTunes for the podcast Talking Real Money. Here's how you get your coupon code. Go to iTunes, write a review of Talking Real Money that at least goes into a second line, drop me a note at don@talkingrealmoney.com, along with the text of the review. I'll go check. As soon as I see it there, I'll send you the coupon code and you can order the only Real Investing magazine, Real Investing Journal, and get the first year free. That's all there is to it. Just send me the copy of your iTunes podcast review to don@talkingrealmoney.com, don@talkingrealmoney.com, and I'll give you a coupon worth $15 off Real Investing Journal. Now, this is a limited time offer and there's only one per email address, so go ahead and submit your review to iTunes and then send it to me, don@talkingrealmoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
I'm Don. That's Tom. We used to actually, years ago, we were a threesome. It was, I'm Don. That's Tom. And over there is Paul Merritt.
And I just
but
real
he's
quick.
He's not there anymore.
He's not there. He'd like to be here, by the way. I do want to mention that he has a talk coming up the same day that we have a class. This sounds like a little conflict of interest, but
yeah, no,
it kind of is.
Don't go to Paul's. No, I'm kidding.
So our class.
Well, what time's his class, though?
I think it's the same time in the morning, I believe.
Paul, you need to work on these scheduling conflicts.
9:45 a.m.
You need to clear these with us beforehand.
What time's ours on that day, on Saturday
9
the 20th?
9 a.m.
Okay, you can't do both. But here's the thing, okay? Ours is going to be more general about all the things you need about retirement portfolio construction. If you want to learn kind of the components of that portfolio, we don't do classes this way because we don't have time. In other words, he's going to drill down into the type of stocks you really need to own and what history has shown you about those in a way that we touched that
a little
like
bit.
We don't
like doing.
Yeah, it's
in
hard.
A way that we really
well, Paul
don't like
loves
doing.
He admitted. He admitted.
It.
He loves to work the numbers. This is what he likes to do. So,
now, here's what happens,
let me finish.
Just bear this in mind.
Yep. No, I want to make sure we tell people where to do it.
When you get in at 9:45, when you get in there at 9:45, bear in mind they lock and chain the doors, and you don't get out until 3 days later because he has so much data to
once
share.
Once he starts the numbers,
once he starts,
three
you can't
days
wait.
Later. All right, very funny. AAII Puget Sound Chapter. I think if you just go and type in AAII Puget Sound Chapter, you can go hear the great one, Paul Merriman, on Saturday the 20th. How about that? Okay, is that good enough? All right, there you go. I did what I was supposed to do.
I like Paul.
All right.
I like
Paul.
I do too. I think Paul's funny, too.
And honestly, he is truly a gifted speaker.
Yes,
he is. He's very, very good. So.
And we mean gifted in only the best.
True, indeed.
Very talented. 877-397-5666 is our phone number, and we want to help you with these nagging little money things like getting the right mutual funds in your portfolio, not paying too much, which too many of you do, and we could even get into how you spend your money and how you can spend less of it so you have more to put away.
Place people are getting money right now is from tax refunds, which if you're getting a big tax refund, you should feel
you're
bad about yourself.
Mistake.
Yeah, you're giving the government, bless you, I guess, interest-free loan.
Yeah.
And if you want to do the same for me, call me up. I'm glad. I'll take your money, give it back to you at the same amount next year.
You know, if you're getting like a $2,000 or $3,000 tax refund,
what
you should have done is increased your deductions a little bit and then taken, instead of waiting a year and 3 months to get that money back or some of it, you should have taken it along the way and put it into some investment vehicle that made you money over that time. But we'll talk more about that in a minute. We want to talk with you though. 877-397-5666 is the number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year, and if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that slash subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues, so you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We've already talked about retirement savings plans. We've talked about 529s. We've talked about Don McDonald's super secret options trading strategy that is only $39.95 for the first class. And then the second class, you pay a little bit more.
$43,000.
Okay. And no checks, please. This is for the credit secrets. Cards only. Okay.
Yeah. No.
We're kidding.
No, cash only. Cash.
Yeah, there you go. Cash. Yeah.
There's the barrel head with the cash there.
And by the way, collect that yourself. Don't allow the staff to do that for you. That's my suggestion to you.
No, I'm smarter than that. And this has nothing to do with money. Mm. I was just during the break. What do I do during the break? I research.
Yep.
I research up. And I was trying to look. There was an interesting story. Interesting. Wink, wink. At CBS, or at, no, it used to be CBS, just MarketWatch, which is now owned by Dow
Jones.
Gosh,
what are you doing there? But okay.
Well, I was there. It was talking about how they're very pro active fund management. And
I wonder
they're
why.
They're bemoaning the fact that investors are going into index funds, even when the index fund is not performing better than the active fund, that they're just now biased. They're biased. And I was starting to read the article, and then a video commercial started playing with full audio.
Just started playing?
Oh, websites now do this all the time.
That is so annoying.
And I'm sitting here on a radio show thing, and you've probably heard it. Every once in a while, I'll be on the web because my computer is hooked up to the thing.
Yep.
And suddenly, stop it, web people. You can start a stupid video, but there cannot be sound. Stop it now. I'm mad.
What does this have to do with talking real money?
Not a thing. I just wanted to.
Is there anything else you want to get out of the way before we get back to the actual content of the program?
Actually, yes, I do. Right. I also want to have a chat with
the shirt I'm wearing.
I want to have a chat with the people at T-Mobile over in Bellevue.
Oh,
you know who you are.
Yeah.
We're trying to get cell phones for our office. Now, you guys, T-Mobile doesn't believe we're a business without us bringing in our articles of incorporation and an IRS 146C letter. Now,
which T-Mobile, probably take 10 years to get from the IRS.
I don't even know what that is.
Do I?
And T-Mobile, you guys signed me up personally for a $200 plan, almost, for my family, and yet this plan is only like three times more money, and you want us to jump through hoops. We're going to put it on a credit card, so I just wanted to let the T-Mobile people know that now I'm getting a quote from Verizon.
But 2 weeks ago, you were down on Amazon. I mean, you're knocking off all the major companies here, man.
Well, stop being mean to people like you, Delta Airlines.
Oh, God.
There, you want me to pick another one? Like you, Delta Airlines. That video infuriated me.
Oh, goodness sakes. I'm going to go crazy here and just mention that we have literally never taken any clients out of our conference, dragged them out, and threw them out of the building. It hasn't happened.
No. Nor have we ever
especially
threatened to arrest them.
Ones.
We've never threatened to arrest them and throw their children into foster care.
I heard that was, wow. I mean, there's a threat for you.
I tweeted about it because I just couldn't stand it. The lack of sense in business. Now, this is a money issue. The lack of common sense in business. I get you have rules. And I know everybody has rules. So your 18-year-old kid, you bought it for him. Then you put him on an earlier flight so you could put the 2-year-old in a seat.
Yep,
we know the whole story.
Yep, right.
But where's the common sense in this?
The seat was purchased.
The seat, right.
Yeah.
So the baby can't sit there because it's not the same person.
Yeah.
But then wait, why can't the baby? Because we want to sell it to somebody else and we're not going to give you any money back. Fair?
But
within the rules.
So we're going to talk common sense. You brought up active management. This is where people, either mutual funds or individuals or hedge funds, pick companies they believe will make more than the rest of them, than the market as a whole, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
And the premise has to be, that you either have some information that is not public, right? I mean, you've watched Billions where they get, et cetera, something like that.
One of my favorite shows.
I love that show. Last episode. But anyway, so it has to be that, or you have somebody working for you that is so smart that can see what's going to happen in the next few days, few weeks, few years, that's going to make that stock go up faster or down less than the market as a whole, right? I mean, that has to be the premise.
Right. It has to be one of two things. You either have to cheat or you have to be prescient.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we know prescience doesn't exist. Again, just based on common sense.
And how is you going to get to that? So if you're an investor, what is the common sense approach? Is it to get what the market provides over a long period of time, or to find or believe that somebody is prescient, lying, cheat, whatever it is that's going to make you more than just owning all those companies?
And that's why I really wanted to read that article, because I didn't get to because the stupid video thing came up and I turned it off. But I know what the premise is going to be. They're going to say there are these funds that have in the past outperformed the index funds.
Always.
And you know, we will not dispute that. I will absolutely grant that there are funds that outperformed their index, their benchmark. I will grant you that. But there have been two major studies done, one by the Swiss Finance Institute and one by Professors Fama and French. Both of those found that, yes, there are outperforming funds.
Yep.
But then they adjusted the performance for the effect of something a little crazy, called luck. And they found that after adjusting for what you would expect, because just dumb luck, you're going to expect that some people outperform. It's a bell curve. One end of the curve, they outperform. The other end, they underperform. When you adjust for luck, both of these studies found that between 0.6 and 1% of outperformance by active fund managers could not be explained by luck.
And remember, you need to pick those managers before, not afterwards, because afterwards, I could go, hire that guy in 93, kill him in 96. I'll take this one from 97. No, you cannot do that. That's the problem.
Dimensional did another study that determined that of the top 25% funds for a 5-year period, of those funds that were in the top 25% for the previous 5 years, 70% of them were in the bottom half or out of business, which meant past performance most of the time wasn't indicative of anything.
Yeah.
So on what are you going to base this decision? So when your broker says, oh, I've got a fund that's been beating the market for 10 years. Yeah? And ask the question, why does that mean it's going to do it tomorrow? The only thing you can be sure of is that when you buy the market, you get the return of the market less the fees. There you go. 877-397-5666.
Don are talking real money.
Hi, brief break time. I'm Don, and I really wanted to share this with you because this is something I'm really excited about. I have taken much of the work that we do for our online Real Investing Journal and put it into a quarterly magazine that is, I have to say, pretty good and pretty cheap. And it is the only publication I can find anywhere that is totally devoted to real investing. You will find no business news there. You will find no lifestyle information. You will find no hard news, political news, speculation stuff. It's all about the science and the process and the discipline of real investing, and it's a way to keep you on track toward a better future. It comes out 4 times a year, and it's going to cost most people $25 a year. That's all, just $25 a year. But because it's brand spanking new, a limited number of people can become charter subscribers at the lifetime price of $15 per year. Plus, I'll get you a copy of the very first issue as a bonus while the supplies last, of course. So here's all you need to do. Just go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and subscribe. And you'll start getting it in the mail every quarter if you're one of the first 200 or so to subscribe. You'll also get the very first issue as a bonus. So be one of the first to get the very first magazine ever about investing and nothing but investing. Real Investing Journal, and you can subscribe right now, really easy. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. Now back to the show.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
There is help at hand for those nagging, annoying money problems that we all face in our lives. And that help is right here on this show, Talking Real Money, every Saturday between noon and 2 on the West Coast or 3 and 5 on the East at 877-397-5666. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Cock. We do this because we think this knowledge is not just valuable, it's invaluable.
But let me ask you a question.
It's beyond valuable.
This seems to come up quite a bit lately where people have either been investors in their own company, so they haven't mm-hmm. saved outside of that, or they had some, I mean, no, they haven't saved.
Guilty.
Okay, yeah. So, or they've had, you may recognize this as well, some sort of catastrophic economic event that occurred in their lives, or, you know, the downturn, whatever. And yeah, so they arrive at, you know, age 60 or so, and they have really no other savings other than the equity in their home. So,
yeah.
So then yeah, you've yeah. got to figure out how to get that equity out to pay yourself in retirement.
Right.
What are your choices there?
Well, you can sell your house. And that's probably the most obvious, the duh moment.
Here's the problem with that, because this came up recently, is you still have to live somewhere. And living, I mean, trying to buy another place in the Seattle area, unless you're going to go, you know, east of Cle Elum, is just really tough right now.
Portland. Oh, wait, that's a little
no,
far.
That's, and that market and is red hot, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right, anyway.
The other thing you can do is, I mean, and they have, I got to say, they've become better. They used to be an expensive,
horrible
yeah. program in a lot of cases. But since they're under FHA control now, reverse mortgages are not a terrible option.
Yeah. I mean, in this case, I think it might make sense. What about a HELOC?
Oh, just doing a second against
I mean, the disadvantage
your...
there is you got to pay it back at some
right.
point.
The
right.
nice thing about the...
You don't have to pay it back, the reverse mortgage.
The reverse is you can live in that house
yep.
for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And if you've got a house that's paid for that is free and clear, you can pull on. You can get it's a version. It's similar to a HELOC. It's a line of credit against your house that you can draw down
exactly.
to pay your expenses.
Yeah.
No, I am not. As a matter of fact, recently I was talking to somebody in that business, and they were telling me, you know, some of the ins and outs of it, and it's a lot fairer. It's a lot more client friendly than it used to be.
I agree.
And some protections are built in. So yes, that is one way to go.
Okay.
But just be sure to shop around and, you know, check the fees and
they've
costs.
Got, I mean,
there
the bottom line is we used to badmouth them pretty thoroughly. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to badmouth them anymore yeah. because they've gotten a lot better.
Yeah, okay.
It's also, no, I'm not even going
right.
to say, you could take money out and invest it almost because the rates
yeah.
are so low.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
little dangerous.
Yeah.
That adds danger. Danger.
I remember people doing
Don't
that
do
in the
that.
Late 90s, you know, getting a second and taking out.
Yeah.
Because the market's kind going
of,
straight up.
Kind of remember something similar when they were doing that in the late 2000s to buy another piece of real estate and another yeah. piece of real estate
just
and another piece of real estate.
Because the market's going straight up.
Because it's just going straight
it
up.
It never goes down.
There was a building in
does.
My community
Lord.
That in 2007 sold to some big developer, and he bought the building for $385 a square foot. It was an apartment building that he was going to convert to condos and sell at $500 a square foot. The market proceeded to fall, and values went down to about $200 a square foot, and he filed for bankruptcy. So just because something's going up doesn't mean it's always going to go up.
No.
Real estate's one of those almost the only reason real estate should become more valuable over time, and this is a thing that folks in some of the hotter markets in the country, California, Seattle's one, need to realize is that the hot growth is not normal. It is abnormal, and eventually we have a tendency to mean revert, because
yeah.
you companies coming into the marketplace, when prices get too high for real estate, they go, we got to find another place to
you
do
go
our
back
business.
And look, so, and because you've done this, I think, over a long period of time, and the amount actually over inflation is pretty marginal, how much
less
you've
than
made.
1%.
Yeah,
less. 877-397-5666. Stop by. We'd love to help you out.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year, and if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that slash subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues, so you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
How you should really manage it, how you should invest it, how you should grow it, how you should deal with it. Those are the things we talk about. And Tom, this is interesting. I just
finally been waiting.
This is a recent survey.
Yeah.
Now, you know, just to preface it, President Trump. Whoa. I just said it again. It felt weird. Okay. I'm better now.
Oh, come on. It's been like 105 days.
I know, but every time I say it,
it feels like 4,000.
Weird. Okay. He delayed the effective date of the Department of Labor rule that would have required anyone giving advice on retirement plans to act as a fiduciary. In other words, to act in your best interest as a client. Financial Engines, which is a huge registered investment advisory firm. Huge.
Yes.
They're gigantic. They did a survey recently that 93% of Americans believe that their financial advisors should always be legally required to act in their best interest.
And I'll go one step further. I don't think most people realize they don't have to.
Ah, right. Because 53% of those surveyed said, wait.
What?
They're not required to be and to act in my best interest? I thought they were already.
No, sorry.
Only 11,000 out of 1.1 million investment advisors in America.
Say
are
that again.
Always. Okay, there are 1.1 million financial advisors in this country.
Too many.
Insurance agents, registered representatives, investment advisors. Of the 1.1 million, only 11,000 nationwide are always required to act in your best interest.
Small number.
It's tiny.
I think that's 1%, right?
We believe that every provider of advice should be a fiduciary. It's one of those duh moments.
Well,
for me,
or at the very least, for you listening, you should at least use one. I heard an earlier show earlier today. They said, "Well, how do we pick somebody?" And my number one choice was if it was my money, I would only work with a fiduciary. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
Number two, I would use a strategy that I have some understanding of instead of just pushing the chips across the table. And number three is I would use low cost products like mutual funds to get diversification. Those are easy to me.
Yeah. Now, during this 60-day delay
when do they push it back to now?
June.
Okay.
During this 60-day delay, they are taking comment. They have received 193,000 comment letters.
Yeah.
Of those, 178,000 are pro-fiduciary. 15,000 would like it to be repealed or pushed back. I can guarantee you, I know who the 15,000 are.
Run the number, just out of curiosity. Yeah.
It's like 8%.
Yeah, right, okay. Less than 10, yeah.
So, those letters are coming from the brokerage firms and the insurance companies.
No, that is so cynical. Stop
and
it.
I'm going to get political for a minute.
Oh, no.
People with an R after your name in Congress.
Uh-oh.
Why do you support the people who don't want to be fiduciaries
it's pretty indefensible.
Of the client?
Yeah,
it's indefensible.
It really is. It's really hard to,
what's the bottom line? You need to know if you have a fiduciary, right? And here's what Financial Engine suggests you ask. First, are you a fiduciary? I suggest changing that to say, are you always required to act in my best interest?
Yeah, because
always.
You find people that are and aren't.
Now, you might find that out with their next question, which is, do you receive any type of compensation in addition to what I'm paying you?
That's good.
Are you receiving a commission from an insurance company or mutual fund company that could create a conflict of interest? Problem is, you ask that question of an insurance product peddler, and they're going to say, oh, you don't pay me a commission.
Yeah.
The insurance company does.
Yeah.
Are you dual registered?
That's a good question, because then you find out the conflicts, again, that we've talked about. Yeah, that's good.
And if you want to get those questions answered, we also have a form at talkingrealmoney.com, our advisor interview form, that gets those questions answered and a lot more about how they're compensated. You should print that and take that with you. 877-397-5666 is the number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let's make a deal. We need reviews for our podcast to make it more popular, and you'd probably like a free year of Real Investing Journal. So, I'll trade you a year of Real Investing Journal through a $15 coupon code in exchange for a review at iTunes for the podcast Talking Real Money. Here's how you get your coupon code. Go to iTunes, write a review of Talking Real Money that at least goes into a second line, drop me a note at don@talkingrealmoney.com, along with the text of the review. I'll go check. As soon as I see it there, I'll send you the coupon code, and you can order the only real investing magazine, Real Investing Journal, and get the first year free. That's all there is to it. Just send me the copy of your iTunes podcast review to don@talkingrealmoney.com, don@talkingrealmoney.com, and I'll give you a coupon worth $15 off Real Investing Journal. Now, this is a limited time offer, and there's only one per email address, so go ahead and submit your review to iTunes, and then send it to me, don@talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, while I was in the break, it's so funny. We talked about reverse mortgages earlier.
Yep.
I found a piece at CBS Money Watch, which I actually like CBS Money Watch.
Because that used to be part of Market Watch, and then they split up, right?
Oh. Yeah, Market Watch was sold to Dow Jones, CBS started Money Watch.
Okay.
Which is kind of sneaky.
You
sell your one site to Dow Jones, and then you just add money in front of the name instead
of Market. I've never been there. I'll have to look at that one. CBS
Money Watch. No, it's actually a very good site.
Okay.
And funny, they had an article called, and you mentioned this earlier, the Rodney Dangerfield of retirement planning.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
They get no respect. No respect.
Reverse mortgages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They get no respect, but the fact of the matter is that this article says they're a lot better than you think. And you know, Professor Wade Fow, you know, Pfau, P-F-A-U?
I do not.
But it's pronounced Fow. He wrote a book on it that tells you.
And he doesn't work in the
about.
Industry, or he does?
He's an economics professor.
Okay. That's not paid by the industry?
I don't know. See, Wade Pfau.
I'm just curious, that's all.
I just spell it that
way. A lot of people have written a lot of books about how great annuities are and options trading, and turned out, well, they kind of interested in the business because they're getting paid for that.
He worked for a company, the retirement researcher.
Okay.
I don't think he gets paid. Yeah, he might. I don't know.
All I was saying is I think it's worthy of consideration.
Boy, are you a cynic.
How many times have we seen this? Come on, really?
I know.
Now, if the book had been peer-reviewed and, you know, I mean, there's some other academics had weighed in on it, then that'd be another matter. But generally, these things are written. It's a book, so I got to read it. And that's a book written by the people in the business.
Okay. Well,
I see it a lot. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. It's a relatively new book. It's a regular book. It's Wade Pfau, PhD, CFA.
All right.
Got great reviews. Wow.
How long ago did it come out?
2016.
So it's recent.
Yeah.
That
looks good to me. I don't know. Got good reviews.
Okay.
I'm just mentioning that it's surprising how little people know about them, and they are an option. But if you're in dire straits, you're coming up. You're
probably
right,
the last thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if it's what you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people.
It's more important.
Yeah.
This is the key to retirement. It is more important for you to take care of you in retirement than to leave a legacy.
That's another mistake we see. I'm going to pay for my kids' college and I'll get to my retirement later.
Yeah.
Which is another. Do not do that. Your kids will figure it out. That's just
the
way it goes.
The order of saving for yourself. As you know, you as a single or married couple, your order of investing should be invest for retirement first, then invest for other things. That retirement always has to be your priority, because it is the one thing that, unless you die prematurely, that is, it's inevitable. At some point, you will not be able to work. Now, maybe you'll be lucky and be one of those people like my stepdad, who at 84, 85 years old is still going to work 4 days a week.
Good Lord.
There aren't many of those.
No,
there aren't many jobs.
Well, it's poor planning. I mean, we do run into this where people say, well, I'll just keep working until I die. Well, that sounds great in many cases. And if you like your work, that even feels better. But most people can't do that physically.
Yeah, it's not poor planning on his part. He actually likes it and is capable of it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it's poor it's poor planning to say, I'll work until I drop. That's the poor planning.
Right.
It's not a reasonable expectation.
For me, I must work until I drop, or my wife will make sure
I drop early.
I'm not even going to go there.
She doesn't want me rattling around the house in my
70s. That's another problem. Yeah, exactly.
No, she just go back, go upstairs, go to your little room.
Locking the door behind us.
Just go make something. Go create something, little Bonnie.
And that's what you're good at that. There's no reason you can't be creative for a long time.
No, I want to be.
You don't have to run up and down soccer fields or do anything like that. You're just there creative. That's it.
I'm working on a new book, too.
Tell us about that.
It's a secret, but I am going to share it later.
Okay.
Working on a book with Dan Solon.
I think that's wonderful. Love Dan. Then I'm going to do a book with Paul Merriman then.
Are you?
Okay.
You know, you should.
I'm just throwing it out there.
All you have to do is put your name on. He'll just write.
You know, to be perfectly honest, Paul will admit that the ideas were always his. Somebody else actually did the writing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that won't work out because you don't like sitting around and writing either.
No, that would not be. I mean,
no, it's not on your list.
It's a long list.
I give Tom I say, go write an article for the magazine. And he goes, do I have to?
It's not that I don't like doing it and I have ideas. It's just you got to writing is not easy because you got to write, then you got to rewrite, then you got to rewrite, then you got it. So it takes time. And so that's just number 49 out of 55 things I have to get done. That's all.
Just ask George R.R. Martin.
There you go. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
He's going, I can't write that book. It's too hard. Please don't make me.
Thank you.
Talking about Game of Thrones.
Yes, exactly.
Got anything else?
Well, you're looking at me. I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking, sun is out
today,
and money's going
today
away.
This is unprecedented that we've gone an entire hour without a call.
I know. Kind of strange.
It's unprecedented in the history of
the
show.
In fairness, we did have somebody call, and they were asking about buying Vanguard directly or buying Vanguard through somebody else.
You can buy through somebody else. You can buy through Schwab or Fidelity or
your money's
TD Ameritrade.
Somewhere there. Yeah.
But they're going to charge you a fee to do it.
Exactly. They got to make a living.
Because Vanguard doesn't kick back to anybody.
No, there's no reason if you're just starting, there's no reason not to just go to Vanguard directly. There's no disadvantage to that. If you're going to use their funds, go ahead. Why not?
You would think that someone out there would create a competing member-owned, investor-owned fund company to compete with Vanguard. You would think someone would do that.
Okay, but there's people that are trying to be more competitive in the index field, but they're not, have, the funds aren't owned by the shareholders. You're right. That is a unique situation. It's like a credit union in a lot of ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why Vanguard can charge so little.
Right.
Is because they are not a for-profit entity. They are owned by their shareholders, like a mutual insurance company is owned by its shareholders, which is why, with USAA, for example, I get a check back if USAA makes money. If they have more money at the end of the year than they took in, they send all of us a little check. It shocks me that somebody hasn't gone into competition because building an index fund is actually relatively easy.
Yeah, it is.
I
don't think it's a business I'd be jumping into today because
it's commoditized.
Well, yeah, and Schwab now is, what did we look that up? The Schwab 500, you can get it for, I think, 3.03 cheap.
But if I was a mutual fund company, I would think right now, this is the perfect time to create a company that offered lots and lots of products that were all passive. In fact, the only other company the only company I know of that is all passive all the time is the company we use, and that's Dimensional Funds. Dimensional Funds is index-like. They don't slavishly follow an index, but they build these great portfolios.
Tom and Don are talking real money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?